100 years ago, women won the right to vote. As early as 1867, Samuel Young, a minister and state senator from Pocahontas County, introduced a resolution to give West Virginia women the vote. It failed. In the early 1900s, West Virginia women organized suffrage clubs and, in 1916, tried to pass a statewide referendum on the vote. When it failed miserably by a 3-1 margin, Julia Rule, president of the State Suffrage Association, acknowledged, "Our organization is in a demoralized condition." In 1917, West Virginians shifted their attention to support the U.S. effort in World War I. After the war, the National American Women's Suffrage Association proposed an amendment to the U.S. Constitution giving women the right to vote. On June 3, 1919, Congress passed the 19th Amendment stating that the right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of sex. By August 1920, 36 states had ratified it, including West Virginia. In November of that year, women were finally able to vote for the first time in a national election. This message is produced by the Kanawha Valley National Organization for Women with funding from the West Virginia Humanities Council.